Welcome back, Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr here in good old North Dakota, and at the 38th annual World Pork Expo that's been going on since 1988, North Dakota very well represented with the executive director of the North Dakota Livestock Alliance, Amber Wood. Are you having fun?
Oh my goodness, I'm having the best time ever. I've actually run into two North Dakotans already, so we're here in full force.
Excellent. So there was a news release we got from, and I can't remember, but there was a World Technology Expo, and North Dakota had like a North Dakota lane. There was so many North Dakota tech. Do we have a North Dakota line of exhibits at the World Pork Expo?
We don't yet, but let's put that on the to-do list.
All right, excellent. So tell us, set the scene. What are you smelling right now?
So obviously, I mean, I know you're probably going to get mad at me about this. I know your colleague Eric gets pretty cross with me, but I've already had ribs twice this morning.
Oh, good.
So that was breakfast. So you walk into the, you know, through the main gates and you go down the main drag. It's full line, wall to wall with tents and grills and smokers and just nonstop fun. So it is an amazing setup here. There's farmers from not only all over the United States, but all over the world. And companies that are here to show their appreciation and support for the people out there doing the work every day, right? Out there for the U.S. and worldwide swine producers. So it's the best event, you guys. It's so much fun.
Indeed. And part of the next best thing to raising pork, and hey, the prices are up every now and then, so they're making money at pork, but the next best thing to raising pork is eating it. So, and that's a good thing. However, it's all about the business, in addition to the food, but have you had, in years past, have you had success? Are some of these facilities that are new to North Dakota, but operating in North Dakota, have they come as a result of you being there?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Yes, I have made great relationships down here, meeting with the term integrator, you know, the people that provide the veterinary services and the marketing services, different aspects of how they're able to make swine production work in a state like North Dakota. So we've had incredible, incredible relationships built here. And actually, right now, Mick, not to interrupt myself, but I am seeing a very famous person from North Dakota right here looking at me in the face. It is Dr. David Newman, the former NDSU swine extension specialist, who is now the CEO of National Pork.
Well, wave him over, hand him the phone so he can say hi.
Hey, David, do you have a minute? So you want to say hi to the people in North Dakota?
Yeah, good morning, everyone.
Hey, hello. Hey, David, this is Mick Kerr on Ag News 890.
Mick Kerr.
Yeah.
How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm not too bad. We're getting along. It's cloudy and cool and kind of showery. What's the weather like there?
Oh, the weather's beautiful in Des Moines today. 75 and sunny here, Mick.
Oh, my goodness. That's perfect. So, big crowd. What's the goal of the World Pork Expo there? And it's going on since 1988, and the Pork Council has been setting the stage, the National Pork Producers Council, of which you're at the helm now. What do you hope to accomplish this week?
Sure. Well, so I'm at the helm of the National Pork Board. We work closely with National Pork Producers Council as well. But the goal this week is really, in my opinion, to talk to the most valuable person in the industry, which is our producer. So this is our Super Bowl, Mick, where we bring farmers together from around the United States and frankly from around the world as well to talk about technology, industry issues, and opportunities for pork.
Do you need to get the NDSU graduate students down there and the barbecue that we do so well here, and bring it down there?
Well, we always need more bison everywhere. So that would not be a bad thing down here in Iowa.
For sure. All right, David, I better let you go. You're a busy guy. Thank you so much for chatting with us for a second. And, of course, once a bison, always a bison, right?
That's exactly right. Go Bison, Mick. I'll pass it back over.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
You bet, David. All right. Longtime friend.
Isn't he the best?
Yeah. Longtime friend, always available. That's great. Dr. David Newman. Great. So, all right.
Yeah. Well, he's a celebrity now. He's the big dog here now. You know?
Yes. On the National Pork Board's the CEO. So
the CEO. Yep.
The But he's still farming, though, right? We still got the family pork production there in northern Missouri?
Yes, yes, he absolutely does, yep.
All right, so tell us what, you have said you have some great relationships with folks there. Are you setting up meetings with, not to give out any proprietary information, but are you working the crowd for more livestock, more head, more swine in North Dakota?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, as I know we've talked about this several times, but I just can't say it frequently enough that North Dakota has got a golden opportunity for growing swine production in a very responsible manner. So what we're looking at is isolation, right? We want an area for pigs to go where there's no other pigs within a substantial area, like 20 miles. We don't want any other pigs anywhere near these saddle barns because we want to make sure that these pigs have as good a chance to not be exposed to any swine specific diseases, right? So these are only for pigs. We are not talking about human diseases. This is only an issue for pigs. So North Dakota is one of the few places left right now in the United States where we can put these swine barns where they can be healthy and happy and grow these beautiful pigs. And, you know, I mean, what's wrong about making bacon, right? There's nothing wrong with that. So NDLA is very proud to be a part of seeing swine production grow in the state of North Dakota. And of course, the most important aspect of that is, honestly, Mick, I know you and I totally see eye to eye on this. We have got to get more livestock production in the state of North Dakota. We need more manure, the original fertilizer. The number two is number one. We need more manure on the soils of North Dakota.
Absolutely. And, you know, the like in the dairy business, which also provides a lot of manure, biosecurity is absolutely paramount. And that is what North Dakota provides.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we are so grateful to see the livestock development that has occurred in North Dakota, and we're looking forward to the future to be even a larger place for livestock production, especially. I always say our beef producers are second to none in the United States, and to see more young producers, up and coming producers in the state of North Dakota diversify into finishing cattle as well. I mean, the opportunities are endless for the farmers and ranchers of the state of North Dakota.
I would say also the opportunities are pretty unlimited for the young people who, man, they just would love to stay on the family farm. But there's just so little economic opportunity because maybe a brother or sister already operate on the farm and share it with, but they want to come back. Starting a livestock operation, whether it's pork, poultry, or anything else, there's the solution.
Absolutely. I mean, it was said perfectly by one of North Dakota's newest swine producers a couple of months ago. He told a room full of people that, you know, when my siblings wanted to come back, the next generation wanted to come back to the farm, we had a choice. We had to purchase 1,000 acres of land, which, oh my goodness, you know, not only just price tag, but actually even being able to find 1,000 acres, compete with neighbors, who knows how far you'd have to travel to service those acres, or we could put up a pig barn. And so they put up a pig barn, and they praise every single day that they have these pigs that are out there putting the manure on their soils. And he said, you can absolutely tell already just in these short couple of years that you can already see an improvement in their soil health.
Wow. And so the decision was pretty simple and very successful. So great story.
Absolutely.
What, how many people do you expect there at the World Pork Expo in Des Moines this week?
Oh, I don't know. When I pulled up, it was pretty full. So, I mean, there's got to be at least probably 10,000-15,000 people here already.
All right. And at this time of the day, that's amazing. And you got 2 more days to go of it?
They actually shortened it. It's only tomorrow. They don't do the half day on Friday anymore.
Okay. All right. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday this week. So, all right. Well, again, thank you for representing North Dakota, the executive director, North Dakota Livestock Alliance in Des Moines at the World Pork Expo. Any parting thoughts, Amber?
I do. Okay. Obviously, you know, Amber's a diehard dairy girl. So I got to throw out that June is National Dairy Month, and we are having some very fun dairy events across the state. The first of which I want to point out is actually coming up this Saturday at Northern Lights Dairy, which is a straight shot south of Mandan by St. Anthony. Just hop on Facebook. They have adverts for the event on Facebook with Northern Lights Dairy, and you can come and join us from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. for breakfast on the farm.
Gotcha. This Saturday, down to St. Anthony. All right. Thank you very much. Amber Wood, Executive Director, North Dakota Livestock Alliance. I know it's a working trip, but have some fun, and I know you will.
Thank you so much.